Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Agriculture groups are pushing to undo provisions in a U.S. farm bill that would curb subsidies to people who do not necessarily have day-to-day involvement in farming. Intense lobbying by agricultural interests over who should qualify for safety net payments is complicating the task of meshing the House and Senate versions to complete a new five-year farm bill. Lawmakers had hoped to vote on the bill before year end, but yesterday they said any deal would be pushed to January as weather delays prevented key cost estimates from being completed. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations during the 2013-14 marketing year, which began on September the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,968. It's down 10 points. The NASDAQ is 35.16. It is up 0.25 points. And the S&P 500 is 17.99, and it is down 3.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather, all the way from Kansas City, Missouri, is meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We've got ourselves another cold morning underway across parts of the Midwest, and temperatures in the positive negative single digit readings across Iowa and areas northward from there into Minnesota and parts of the eastern Dakotas. Some light snow has developed here this morning across portions of northern Illinois and into portions of Michigan and northern Indiana and northwestern Ohio. This is part of a small disturbance that had its roots further to the west overnight last night, and it will continue to move eastward today. I don't think we're going to have a huge impact from this, but just some light snow will be around with us through the day today from northern Illinois over to Michigan and northern Ohio. A dusting to an inch of snow may accumulate with this event. Visibilities will be low only for brief periods of time. After the system passes on through, we'll be under the rule of a high-pressure center that will continue to dominate a big part of the region as we go through the day tomorrow. And our next storm system of significance will probably develop across some areas from Texas into Missouri starting on Friday, and that event will work its way further to the east as we go on into the day on Saturday. This disturbance will likely lay down some new snow from Iowa and Missouri over to Michigan and Ohio. Probably 1 to 4 inches of accumulation will likely occur in this event. Wouldn't surprise me to see a couple of pockets getting a little bit more than 4 inches, but it won't be very common. And there may, once again, be a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation occurring in the southern parts of this precipitation area from Missouri into portions of southern Ohio and Kentucky. Again, a little bit of snow, freezing rain, sleet, and just about anything you can think of what may occur in that particular region. And this, again, will occur mostly Friday into Saturday. Moisture totals in all this precipitation will probably run from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to around 35 hundredths of an inch, with a couple of spots maybe getting upwards to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. The event will be out of the way by the time we get to Saturday afternoon, and if you're traveling into the northeastern part of the country, we can probably expect to see a little bit of a wintry mix of weather types occurring up that way as well. Some travel delays possible at some of the major airports in the upper Atlantic coastal region. We should go back into some drier weather across the heart of the Midwest, though, as we get to the latter part of the weekend, and no other precipitation outside of the Great Lakes region will likely occur as we move into early next week. The temperatures across the region are expected to continue to be colder than they should be. At this time of the year, we would normally want to see afternoon temperatures running primarily in the 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest, and while we see 40s in the south, well, we're not going to see anything quite like that for a while. The afternoon temperatures today will be held to the positive and negative single-digit readings. across the upper parts of the Midwest. The lower Midwest will see temperatures mostly teens and 20s with a few 30s near the Ohio River. Tomorrow might be just a tad bit warmer, teens and 20s across many areas, but we still aren't going to see normal temperatures across the region for a while. Our low temperatures at night are going to slip back into some negative and positive single-digit readings as far south as central Illinois and central Indiana tonight. There's a little bit of a region from central Missouri into northwestern portions of Ohio that are snow-free. Some of these areas might be a little bit vulnerable to some winter chill overnight tonight. I don't think it'll be a big serious event, but that's something we'll have to keep an eye on. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat not trading on the big board, but the March is 681.5, down 2.75. Soft December, 630 down a half. March at 637.5, down 1.25. December corn, 429 up 1.5. March, 437 up 1. In July, 452.25 up a half. January soybeans, 1337.25 down 1. July, 1289 down 2.25. December soybean meal, 464 down 10. December soybean oil, 4010 up 19. December live cattle, 131.95 up 27.5. January feeder cattle, 165.42.5 down 12.5. And December lean hogs are 80.50 and they are down 32.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He's over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning to you, Dave.
What did you make of yesterday's report, and what does the aftermath of those reports hold for trade going forward in the period? I'm thinking is essentially all the way out to the final crop production report in January.
Well, I think it was constructive to see smaller numbers on the carryout for corn and beans both. The wheat number was a little bit negative, but when you look at corn and beans being smaller, and I think the key going forward would be the demand. I mean, they did increase demand from ethanol, from livestock feed, and when you look at the exports. So now it's up to that to be proven. I think overall it was constructive, and I think when you look at going into the end of the year, possibility of the funds wanting to cover, we got some good things maybe in the next week or two of trading.
And how could corn rally to what kind of a level off of short covering and the factors that you have cited?
Well, I think when you look at the corn in the March contract is probably the lead month we're going to look at here, is going to be looking at 450, 460 March futures. I think there's a lot of resistance in there. I think that's a number where we're going to look at producers making some sales there on a good basis, and that's a number we're going to shoot for.
Is 418 on the bottom side of that March contract a good solid support level, or is the possibility that we could drift lower before that contract went off the board?
I think we, with this report, solidify that we've made the low and this market can move forward. I think the basis is also telling you for such a big crop, the basis in Eastern Corn Belt's been very strong. So that demand base thinks $4, Dave, is a price that's kind of a good price to be a buyer at. So we think that's well supported, and we think this market has a good solid footing under it.
In soybeans, a lot of people were taking issue with USDA's estimate of exports. Yes, they increased exports for beans, but many people thought not enough given where we are on the pace of the year. What are your thoughts?
I think that the numbers are pretty tight on the soybeans when we reduced it back to 150. And I think the market's telling you we've had a good soybean rally. We got a good basis. And I think when you look at that report number, 43 yield, if you drop that back a half a bushel, say it's 42.5, still a good yield, you're really very tight. So in our minds, I think the USDA had to deal with some very tight numbers, and it shows strength in this market. And we continue to see some world buyers step in until that South American crop comes online. The soybeans have a pretty strong footing underneath them, too.
What would it take to punch through 1322 on the March with some force?
I think another announcement of some exports. South American weather has been very good so far, but it's early in the season, so if they start to see a little weather concern, that could be the spark that ignites it, or an export, a big export number to China.
All right. Thank you very much, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana.